Good to hear from Ryan Sparks, the head of media and PR here at Bradford City. Good afternoon to you, Ryan.
Good afternoon, Jason. How
it's
are
been
you?
A good week, hasn't it, for City? Yes. Stability is key, even given the fact that it's been a very difficult campaign. We want stability, and that's a clear sign we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, I tweeted something the other night saying that, you know, in my opinion, you know, with respect, in some respects, the club is in a better position now than it was 12 months ago, and I do stand by that,
yeah.
Because 12 months ago, the club didn't really know what the plan was.
There's no direction. They might be in a worse place, but the club certainly
correct.
Isn't.
It was probably relying on the fact that, oh, well, it's okay, we're still in League One, but it didn't really know who the manager was going to be. Simon Grayson was in charge, and he wasn't, and a new manager or managers weren't appointed till June, whereas this season we're in April. Very early in April, and we know exactly what the plan is for next season, and Gary's on with it already, which can only help us regardless of the division we're in.
He's impressed people, hasn't he, around the place? He's said the right things, but he's also, despite not altogether getting the results, we seem to be in the right flow under Gary Bowyer.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't speak any more highly of him since he's come to the club. He's the way he's applied himself within the squad. You can see the reaction of the players. You know, I've seen them train. They've bought into what he's doing. It is a tough position, of course, when he took the job, but he's been great with us off the field. He's keen. He's planning away over the summer. He wants to talk about the summer and what we can achieve in it. But he's absolutely determined to keep the fight alive this season. He will not throw in the towel, and you have to respect that.
Yeah, and Julian Rhodes, big call that, because initially he was going to be here till the summer, mm-hmm. And then who knows, but he's sort of committed his future.
Yeah.
No definite date on that, but he's going to be around for some time.
Yeah, and what a lot of people won't know is behind the scenes when he arrived at the club late November, he was a big part of the reason why a lot of people stayed off the field, you know, because they believed in what he was doing. I can certainly say that myself. It had been extremely difficult in the first few months for obvious reasons. And slowly but surely, he's sort of impressed himself on us. And he is determined. He loves the club. He's Bradford City through and through. And he's everything that the club's about. And that reflects then onto what we're trying to achieve off the field and then eventually on it. You know, no one could take away the success that himself and Mark Lorna had here all those years ago. For all those years, just not too many years ago as well. So... him staying is massive, and I think it has begun to unite. It slowly but surely will reunite everyone together. For me, the most two important signings for the summer have already been made in the chief executive and the manager.
Yeah, I mean, you're not here to sort of drive season ticket sales, but I know there's been a slight upturn this week. It seems to be City fans, and they will continue to be. But they like you, the staff, and hundreds of others connected to the club. We're not sure where we were going, so there seems to be... We know we're going in the right direction. There's a positivity around the place, not always on the field, but there's certainly one off it.
Yeah, it is difficult. Obviously, when you're not doing well on the field, it's difficult to dress that up, and no one would expect to... You know, it's frustrating, of course, it is, and I can understand the hurt and the frustration, because... No one likes to see us at the bottom of the table, not one person. But I think since Gary's appointment was announced on Tuesday, obviously that had been in the pipeline for a few days before that, we've seen a significant upturn in season ticket sales, which is very positive.
We want people to come, don't we, spot this club. He wants to get this club. If we do go down, he wants us to come back stronger and better.
Well, I think Gary Bowyer proved just how good of a manager he is at Blackpool, in the sense that he attracted very good players to a difficult situation and then achieved something with them straight away. And then, I mean, if you look at the team that came to the Northern Commercial Stadium last week, it was a very good Blackpool team. It was very much Gary Bowyer's team.
80% of his team.
And that would surely excite any supporter. Yeah. It certainly excited me as a member of staff. I thought, wow, that could be a team that... Our team perhaps looks like that. We saw his philosophy, and I think that gave our supporters something to buy into, despite the fact it was a difficult day and it wasn't a great result for us.
Yeah. So season tickets have picked up as well, and you just want people to back the club, because you know the likes of Julian and Gary's put his neck on the line, and Stefan wants to stay and invest his money in this club.
Well, that's it. I mean, I speak to Stefan up fairly regularly, and. He's
Can you just say, there's a lot said he doesn't speak to the media as a general rule. He's quite a shy man, isn't he, first of all?
Well, it's not about him. He certainly isn't an egomaniac in any way. He wants the best for Bradford City. His support for us behind the scenes has been unwavering. And it's difficult for people perhaps to see that if they don't see me every week. But he trusts Julian Rhodes immensely, and that's fine. And it's very nice for us behind the scenes to have a man at the top that trusts every single person behind the scenes that they're doing the best they can for the football.
Rather than somebody who's trying to do the job of everybody, which has been the criticism before. Am I right?
Words.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, Stefan has committed to what we're doing. He said, regardless of where we end up at the start of May, we will put it back together, and that's all we need to hear. You know, that's not, no one wants to be in the situation. We'd like to be in League One, of course, next season. Who knows, we might still be that team. But if not, it's good to know that we've got some assurances behind the scenes. We're not sat looking over our shoulders. We can get on with the job and start to piece the club and put it back together again, which, you know, when I came to the club in the summer, I perhaps hadn't been aware of what had gone just before me, and now I've seen that's played out in front of me. So
but it's unravelled, hasn't it?
Yeah, but you learn from that, and so does, you realise just how important and how much you have to value the good times, because they're not forever, and you have to work very, very hard to make sure they come back.
And it's a continued support, isn't it, of everybody around this place as well, buying into the season tickets, buying into what the club are doing as well. Without that income, you know, we're going to be in a much more tougher, difficult place next season.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's been fairly widely reported that the club will lose money this season, and that's not something that it's been known for.
You don't want people to give up on Bradford City, for sure.
But you know, we want to put a product there that the supporters can buy into, and we're trying to do that. It's very difficult, obviously, given where we are in the league table, but it's not impossible. No one's going to give up, and you know, if anything, I've probably thought, since Gary signed the contract, I think you can see around the place there's a little bit more of a buzz behind the scenes. People can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's the key, so we can get on with it. And like I said, Julian's statement that he was staying was a big plus for everyone behind the scenes. It should be a plus for everyone on the terraces. But no, the messages are good off the field for us, and it will only translate then onto the field next season. We've got a very... Julian Rhodes said it's a difficult summer. It is, there's no doubt about that, but it's also a very exciting summer for the club in my eyes, because as I touched on at the start of this conversation, Bradford City did not really know what it was doing last April, as in what was the plan if Simon Grayson wasn't going to stay with the club. We know that now. We know exactly where we are. We know who the manager is. He knows what he wants his backroom team or his squad to look like. So that element is sorted. You know, it's quite nice that we can plan our pre-season camps at this stage rather than, you know, trying to work out who the manager might be.
Yes, which was one of the main problems, wasn't it, for City last season, the pre-season campaign. Listening to Ryan Sparks, he's head of MPR here to Bradford City. Just very quickly touching on the squad, and I know it's something you don't deal with directly, but a lot of players, you know, are going to come and go over the course of the summer. A couple are still contracted here. We're likely to see a real changing of the guard over the summer. Players staying, players not staying, Ryan?
Well, like I said, that's nowhere near my domain, but we've got, I believe there's 14 players contracted still to the club.
Having clauses in the contracts.
Well, I mean, that's something that probably sits above my pay grade, but I think Gary Boy has made it clear in everything he said of what kind of team he wants to recruit. Pace and power is at the centre of everything he talks about. But he also wants the right people who want to play for Bradford City, and that's why you get the buy-in of the fan base, you'll get the buy-in of the staff, because you believe in the philosophy.
Yep.
So I think everybody can trust, and you saw the reaction when we announced Gary, it was hugely positive. So that tells me in my role that our fan base believes in this man to take us forward, which is great.
Yeah, and you've got to back him regardless of the off the field.
Of course, you know, you've got, it's easy to back the club when everything's great.
Yeah.
It's tougher when things are a little bit harder, but it's certainly not, you know, this is a massive club and it will come back from this season, as Julian said himself. You know, if in the tough the club's had way tougher times than this before.
Yes.
And has battled its way back and really gone on to do great things, but we've got to get the DNA right, the culture's got to be right, but I'm fully confident that will come. And I think it'll come fast in the summer. And I think the squad that you'll see next season will give the city something to be proud of.
Yeah, appreciate your honesty. Let's get a prediction today, though. We're all hopeful because it really is literally must-win today, isn't it? It's a game we've got to take 3 points from.
I think every game's must-win when you've six to go and you're 6 points adrift. That's just the facts. look, we can take some positives from the fact that Wimbledon are a side that have that were cut adrift, and most people thought were already in League Two. They beat Doncaster and went on a good run to the point where they're getting close towards safety. Doncaster haven't won away from home this year. So, fingers crossed, who knows? There was flashes we saw at Charlton where they perhaps should have got something from the game.
Yep, had enough chances.
You know, we could probably say the same from Oxford.
Yep.
So, but we do have to start taking those chances. But you never know.
We're going to nick it today, then.
Of course, yeah.
Yes.
Fully confident.
2-1, 1-0. What do you think goals today?
I'll take 1-0.
There you go. You take anything as long as it's a win today.
Yeah. But, of course, 3-0, yeah.
Yeah, 3-0. Have you got an Arsenal winner today?
Yeah, I've gone from, is it Pleasant Company, I think?
Yes,
yeah.
Second last year, about 16-1,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
could be a good day.
First, yeah.
Could be a good day. Listen, appreciate your time today,
good
Ryan.
Speak to you.